Why don't you introduce our new friend, everyone?
Mark Bates is with us this morning. He's with the Redwood Creek Winery, and he's here because they're getting involved with the No Caymanon events and whatnot that are going on this weekend, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Well, you've got a couple of things that you guys are involved with, so kind of let's start with that, tonight in particular, with food and wine.
Well, what's a spaghetti feed?
Yeah, without wine.
Exactly. You got to have wine.
So you guys are sponsoring that, and well, let's just get right to it in terms of with this event with the No Caymanon, why was it the something that you guys felt would be good to get involved with?
Well, kind of our passion with Redwood Creek, what we do is we partner with a number of outdoor organizations and nonprofits throughout the U.S. So any organization has a passion for the outdoors, what we do is we partner with them by donating wine to their events. Mm-hmm. And so I'll show up and pour wine for them, tell them about Redwood Creek and what we do for the outdoors. So it's kind of a win-win for both sides.
The wine guy.
I know. That's right.
God, am I jealous of this dude. I mean, in all seriousness, it's got to be a fun job.
It is a fun job. A lot of traveling. I cover the Midwest for Redwood Creek, but we're based out of Northern California. So we're about 80 miles west of Yosemite National Park.
Now, were you sought out or did you discover this event? How did the relationship
with the trying to recall. It's kind of a mixed bag. Sometimes what I'll do is I'll search the internet and look through different types of outdoor magazines and find events that way. But after you do a few of them, people start calling you and say, I understand you're donating wine. And it kind of works out.
Yeah, funny how popular you
yes, I know.
that
how does that fit into the mission of the company? I mean, it sounds interesting that as a winery, you know, you want to be involved on that particular slant of it. Tell us a little bit about that concept with the winery.
Well, this is the winery is really passionate about the outdoors and the environment, and Redwood Creek's been around for about 6 years, but it's only been in the past year and a half or 2 years that the winery's taken this concept to more of a grassroots approach. One of the things that we do, kind of giving back to the community, is called the Greater Outdoors Project, which if you go on our website, which is redwoodcreek.com, you're able to find out more specifics on that project. It's essentially a $50,000 grant that we award to nonprofits. And last year was the first time that we did that, and it went to Trout Unlimited out of southeast Wisconsin. And now we're doing it again this year and accepting applications, and check it out.
So besides the spaghetti feed with the No Caymanon, where will you kind of be around this next couple of days?
Well, we will be at Border Grill tonight for the spaghetti feed, and then tomorrow night there'll be the post-race festivities at Up Front. And so we'll be out there pouring wine as well.
We're talking with Mark Bates. He's with the Redwood Creek Winery. They're taking part in events with the No Caymanon, helping out there as well. And
let's just get this out of the way. What you serving up tonight? I mean, it's a spaghetti feed. I'm assuming a red of some sort.
Well, actually, you know what? We've got seven different varietals available. However, for this evening and tomorrow night, we're only serving four of them, which is going to be the Chardonnay, the Cabernet, Pinot Noir, and the Pinot Grigio. So just, you know.
A little bit of red.
Yeah.
Bottle of red. Bottle of white.
Yeah, there you go. But if you're just joining us, the concept with the company is with Redwood Creek Winery, you're looking at being involved with events that really look at outdoor activities and those types of thing, and then No Caymanon seems to fit right into that. What are some of the other things that you guys have taken part in?
Well, as I said, I cover the Midwest, so I've got seven other counterparts that cover the rest of the U.S., but in my area, I've done a number of events with trail organizations. Actually, one of the trails, which I believe cuts through Michigan, is the North Country Trail Association, but a number of other organizations, the Ozark Trail Association, which is in Missouri. I do a lot of things with environmental groups that are dealing with land and water preservation, river cleanups, Ducks Unlimited, Trout Unlimited. I mean, the list goes on and on. So basically any organization has a passion for the outdoors, that's what we try and partner with.
Is this from ownership, or is this something that was decided amongst the entire staff of your company? Where did the initiative come from?
It's from ownership. Okay. It's just our winemaker, Cal Dennison, very passionate about the outdoors, an avid outdoor enthusiast, and it just seemed like a natural fit for Redwood Creek to partner with these outdoor organizations.
Now, the obvious question is, how has this worked for you? Because it's obviously something you want to do for people. But it's also PR. It's also business.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, I'm assuming that it's worked out pretty well.
It's worked out fantastic. There's no other winery that's doing what we're doing. in addition to doing these events, the $50,000 grant, we also do advertising in national magazines, so Outside Magazine and National Geographic Adventure. So it's just kind of hitting it from all sides on the national level and also on the local level as well.
Now, the idea is that you'll find a group, you'll help them out by donating some wine for their events, I guess, to help them kind of flourish and, and maybe help with some of their expenses, because a lot of these are nonprofit organizations that don't have a lot of budget but are looking to throw events to generate more members and annual meetings and that sort of thing, right? That would be it.
Yep.
Now, do you bring the wine with you? You need to tap into, you know, Tom's place.
Well, you know what? It's every state has their unique liquor law. So in the wonderful state of Michigan, what we have to do is have the distributor send the wine to the account, and then we kind of take it from there.
Okay. Well, again, you will be doing the wine at the spaghetti feed for the No Cayman on tonight, and then tomorrow the post-race festivities, so that's an opportunity. But I would assume then that the product is available, since it is Pike Distributing here locally that gets it out and about.
You are correct. There are some accounts that are featuring it because of the No Cayman on. The Landmark Inn, Latitudes. You'll also find it at any of the major grocery stores at Super One, Econo Foods. So pretty much everywhere.